Are all seminaries as receptive to female applicants and students?
No, I'm sure that they're not. It probably depends on the denominational backing of a particular seminary. And it may depend on where the seminary is located.
Did you face any discrimination while you were in seminary? And if so, what not?
The seminary that I attended was so diverse, culturally, economically, somewhat diverse theologically. The thing that surprised me is that there were very, very few students there from the South. So a lot of the discrimination that I encountered were people who simply had no idea about what the South was like, other than what they had seen on television or through civil rights films in the 60s. A lot of people didn't understand what the South would be like now. People that thought, we still didn't wear shoes or or that we were a lot like Daisy Duke or Duke the Hazard, which they've seen on television. I think that was the biggest shock for me.
Why did you decide to return to North Alabama?
I wanted to return to North Alabama because this is my home. This is my culture. I grew up 100 miles away from here. My family is here, my immediate family, my extended family, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins. I love the South. I love the people. I love the culture. There was never any doubt in my mind that I would return home to be in ministry.
Was it difficult to readjust being in Berkeley in seminary for several years? Was it difficult to come back?
It was a little difficult. It was difficult adjusting to a different culture when I went to Berkeley, which is a whole culture in and of itself. During the summers, while I was in seminary, I would come back to Fayette, Alabama, which is a small country seat town, and serve as a youth director there, and sometimes that was very much of a culture shock in terms of people or even in terms of the way people dress or the way folks spoke to each other or the expectations that they had of ministers.
What is the first reaction of people when you say, I'm a minister?
Even now, I think a lot of people are a little surprised at that. It's usually not, it's not hostile or anything. It's just a sense of surprise. Like, oh, really? But mostly pretty interesting.
Have you faced any problems at churches you have served in your year?
I haven't encountered any problems among the laity. Part of that may have been the particular churches I've served, which tend to be in cities or in suburbs or places where there are already a lot of women in the workforce in many kinds of professions, so it's not so much a shock for them to be a woman pastor.
Tell me about your first appointment at Christ Church.
I came to Christ Church United Methodist first as an intern. To finish out my theological education, we had to spend a year doing an internship in the local church. And I worked out a contract with Christ Church to come and serve as the associate pastor as an intern. After I was there for a year, it became an appointed position, and I became an associate pastor there. It was pretty exciting. The senior pastor that I served with was Charles Betts, who is an older minister in the conference who is very supportive of women, who is very encouraging of young people in the ministry, and he was a good person to teach me and to empower me and to give me the space to learn from him.
Um, what unique opportunities have you had as a minister?
The second pastor that I served with at Christ Church United Methodist was a man by the name of Charles Lee. He was appointed to this church as a senior pastor, and it was one of the first cross-racial appointments in the state. So I think it was very unusual for a church in Birmingham to have as its pastoral staff a senior pastor who was African American and an associate pastor who was a woman. So it was a pretty big change.
Could you give me a brief job description of what you're doing now as campus minister at Jackson State? What's the title?
Sure. I've only been here since February 1995, so I'm still trying to figure out what my job is exactly. There are several different parts to it. One is programmatic. We offer a lot of programs for students of many denominations here at JSU. We have a Bible study, we have worship services, we have Birth and Act programs, we have a tutoring program where JSU students can tutor local children from the Jacksonville Housing Authority. We're getting together our second mission trip to Venezuela. So part of the job description is programmatic. Another part of it is administrative. Because we have a dorm that's part of the campus ministry here.
So part of my responsibility is running the dorm. Another part of my responsibility is pastoral. A lot of students are dealing with a lot of decisions and crises in their life, and so I spend a lot of time just one-on-one with students talking about what's going on in their lives. And then a final part of the job description is fundraising. We receive some funding from the United Methodist Conference, but a large part of our funding comes from local churches and individuals and money that we solicit for specific programs.
Do you find it harder being a woman in the fundraising and PR kind of stuff? Do you have the reaction of people, do you think that any discrimination there?
Actually, it'd be difficult for me to compare what it would have been like for a guy to fundraise. I don't think so, though. Like I said, a lot of the fundraising goes through local churches that already have a relationship with the Wesley Foundation and through local church pastors, United Methodist pastors that I already know. We don't get a lot of funding from outside our denomination, and the United Methodist Church is pretty receptive.
Have the students been very receptive to you?
I think so. I haven't encountered anyone who has been terribly upset that their campus minister is female.
In the United Methodist Church, do you see salaries and appointments being equal, or is there a glass ceiling like there is in other occupations?
In the North Alabama Conference of the United Methodist Church, everyone starts at minimum salary. So male or female, everyone with a seminary education starts the same base salary. There are some studies being done that would suggest that men often move up into higher salary appointments faster or in a larger number than women do. Again, you know, it's not clear about what the reasons for that might be. For a lot of women, ministry is one among many priorities. Family is also a priority. A lot of women end up taking leave of absence for a brief period of time or an extended period of time for family considerations. And I think young men are just beginning to do that, but culturally, that's not something that men typically do.
Are there the appointments available in the larger churches? How many women have the appointments to the big churches, as a head pastor, not associate pastors, but the larger churches?
In the larger churches in this conference, there are many women serving as associate pastors. There are no women serving as senior pastors. But again, women in the ministry is such a new thing, it's difficult to tell whether or not that's because of their gender or simply because women have not been in the ministry long enough for enough years that would give them the experience and background needed to be the senior pastor of a large church.
Where would you like to see women go in the church?
I'll be excited when all the firsts are over in this conference. We just had our first woman district superintendent elected this past June. This March at jurisdictional meeting, we expect to elect the first woman bishop in the Southeast. It'll be exciting to me when there are enough women in the ministry and enough women who have had a lot of experience that we won't be looking at what one woman is on the district, but what women, what two or three or four women are on the district.
Do you think the Methodist Church is supportive of women ministers?
Yes, I really do think they are. A lot of denominations are not, but the Methodist Church was on the forefront of receiving and recognizing the call of women into ordained ministry.
How many women ministers are in the United Methodist Church right now? Do you know an exact number?
I don't know an exact number. In this conference, total number of ministers is probably about 600 to 650. And out of those ministers, there are probably about 50 women who are serving local churches. Some of them would be ordained, some would be part-time local pastors, some would be full-time local pastors. Some of them would be in appointments beyond the local church. But I imagine there are somewhere between 50 and 60 women in this conference.
Are women being recruited right now by the conference?
Women are being recruited about as well as men are being recruited. There is going to be a large shortage of ministers in this conference in a few years with the number of men that are retiring and the few people that are entering the ministry now. But I think they're being recruited about equal rates.
Do you see, as those men retire, do you think the appointments will open up in those larger churches we talked about earlier?
I think so. Probably not for women immediately, but within the next 10 years, I would expect that they would.
Would you like to see yourself in one of those larger churches?
You know, I don't think I'd really enjoy working in a large church. I really enjoy campus ministry, but I think if I were to go back into a local church, I think I would rather go back into a small church. I like the closeness of those communities. I like small towns. It doesn't have quite the corporate feel that larger churches can have with a large town. I'd like to be in a church where I can know the people in the congregation.